the Sturridge news that, you know, he's got a problem with his hamstring. And maybe we will have to start looking at, you know, who can play up front if Benteke isn't the man at the moment. The Liverpool Echo say that Sturridge is expected to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. He's not going to be travelling to Sion, obviously. And they predict that he's likely to miss at least 7 matches, which is, you're looking at West Brom, Watford, Leicester, Sunderland, West Ham, and possibly the Capital One semi with Stoke City. I mean, but as the Echo points out, really, you know, once Suarez went, I think we all thought, well, here's the time now for Sturridge to step up, to be the main man. And some quite, you know, these are facts. Sturridge has started 16 of the 81 games since Suarez left. He's obviously had thigh problems, groin problems. He had the hip surgery. He had the sore knee with the collision with Ibe. Now hamstring. Complains of a pain in his foot as well.
Started 16. I mean, has he scored like 9 in that time?
I haven't got the goal stats. But he posted to, I don't know if you've seen this, Steve, but he posted to Instagram this morning. And fuck. It was like, you know, it was like a religious type quote, and he said, you know, I hope to be back soon. As you would imagine, it quickly stacked up into a load of abuse, which to me doesn't really help matters. But you know, there's obviously now from all sections, fans, media, fans of other clubs, there's this whole thing now around them about, you know, everyone's question his mentality, his willingness to play through pain. That aside, it seems to me that there's a little bit forgotten the almost the human angle of it. I mean, he can't be enjoying this.
Exactly that. I mean, I put something on similar on Twitter last night. I said, you know, there's a lot of stick flying about for him, but it can't be fun for him either. Yeah. You know, we wouldn't care so much if he wasn't so fucking good at the end of the day. Yeah. It's only because he's so prolific and being so good for us when he's fit that people want him to be, you know, injury free. He doesn't help himself again with the Instagram post, probably. I mean, he's allowed to post what he wants. He's a religious guy, obviously, and he can, if that's what he feels is going to help him, then fair enough. But it's, as I said, it can't really, it's got to the point now, I think, where he's missed more games now than he's played since he signed, I think, which is a damning statistic in itself. So, it gets to the point for me where I think he is now going to be used as a luxury player. So when he's fit, we play him. But we now need to go in a different direction with someone else and not wait for him to be fit all the time. So whether that be by a different striker in January, if possible. But we need someone, obviously, a different sort of plan A, which has been mentioned before, I think, rather than sitting around waiting for Sturridge to be fit and looking at different plan Bs all the time.
I mean, what I find a bit depressing, Adam, is almost the desperation to apportion blame somewhere. So we've got, you know, we've got the Sturridge, the questioning of his mentality, which has come up again and again from two different managers now. From, you know, it's been alluded to by teammates in books and all kinds. So, you know, that seems to be, you know, there's something there maybe. But also what I'm seeing now as well is some people questioning Liverpool's medical staff, the coaching, what's going on at Melwood, you know, whether he should be used as a substitute or not, you know, all this type of stuff. And I just think, you know, some of these conversations just don't seem particularly helpful. I mean, I just think, you know, unless you're at Melwood, unless you're looking at the scans, unless you're the doctor, unless you've heard the diagnosis, unless you're having a conversation with Daniel Sturridge, you're filling in a lot of gaps here when you're starting to apportion blame about why this is.
Yeah, look, I've got a saying that I take through life, which is that people are idiots. And there's no two ways about it. And that just helps you if ever you're listening to what people say, where they clearly haven't got a clue. And I think there's three things with the Daniel Sturridge situation. I think number one is, he seems like a really nice fella. You know, everyone who's had any dealings with him talks about him as a really classy guy. You know, I don't, but anybody who suggests for 1 second that he's faking it or he hasn't got the mind for it or whatever, you know, I'll refer you to my earlier people are idiots comments. He's a nice bloke. And number two is you can't question his quality. He's obviously an absolutely phenomenal player, and there's nobody that can ask any more of him other than to stick the ball in the back of the net when he's on the pitch.
Carragher said second only to Aguero.
Exactly, and he is. That's how good he is. But the third problem is that he's not. We can't rely on him. There's just no two. There's no two ways about it. You can't, you know, paint it any other way. We can't rely on him. Starting 16 out or being available for whatever it is, 16 out of 81 games. You know, if as an actor, if I get cast in a show and I go off on a tour for a year and I miss 81, you know, whatever the maths is, shows, they're just going to replace me. And it's nothing personal. It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing against him. He's a phenomenal talent. And if we can get him up and running, then that will be the best thing for Liverpool. But we cannot depend on him, full stop. There's no two ways. But that's not to say that people should be, you know, sending abuse to him on Instagram or any of that sort of stuff. I mean, you know, as an atheist, I've got a bit of a problem with the religious angle, but that's my own thing. I still wouldn't tweet him abuse about it. You know, he wants to be on the pitch. Anybody who thinks otherwise, people are idiots.
Yeah.
Liverpool need to win games rather than score goals.
Yeah, I mean, Adam's absolutely right. The focus, the pressure is on the man, on the human being, because we haven't got an alternative. That's the bottom line. We didn't have an alternative when Suarez went, and Sturridge has effectively gone to in all but body and all but mind, actually. And we haven't got a plan. I think anyone who thinks their response to the situation is to abuse Daniel Sturridge is literally one of the worst people that's ever lived. It's just pathetic and stupid. What are you even thinking about? Because as you say, Gareth, we have got a fucking clue. And as Steve said, if anyone's suffering, that lad is suffering. He must be absolutely devastated. I wouldn't want to be inside his head this morning dealing with the news that he's out again, having come back again. He must just wondering what the hell's going on.
And he'll know what everyone's saying about him.
Yeah, and that just is going to compound. If he's got any sense, he will completely shut his mind off to the press. Going on Instagram, it shows maybe in some way he does light the needle somewhere on the line, because why would you do that? It's, you know, I'm not judging you, Daniel, but that can't help you. Your life at all. The bigger question here is, I want to be, I suppose, take the stance that I think Bill Shankly would take in that injured players don't exist, which may seem harsh, but Klopp's alluded to that fact. Stop asking me about Daniel Sturridge when he's not available. We need a situation where we need to be at a place in the football team where he's a fantastic bonus for us. And that's really the question I had here. What are we going to do to make that a thing?
I mean, the other thing now is that, you know, I see a lot of people talking about almost like a way out for Liverpool, if you like, from this situation. But, you know, the facts of the matter are that he's on £150,000 a week or thereabouts. He's contracted to the club until 2019. You know, clubs increasingly do take out insurance so that they would get some of his wage back when he's injured. But nevertheless, you would imagine that, you know, those stats aren't good, and there's going to be conversations, you would imagine, within the club where they're saying, you know, what do we do?
I don't think we can shoot him and make an insurance claim.
Well, this is the thing, but, you know, you've got people talking about, you know, sell him. Are you selling him?
Well,
to?
No, I
think he's buying him.
I find the conversation about getting rid of ridiculous. If he's the player who was fit last week against Southampton and he stays fit for the rest of the season, he's worth £80 million. He is world class, and we're so lucky to have a player of that ability. And Madrid and Barca knock on our door for him. The player he is, with his injury record, he's lucky to be worth £8 million. And with that wage on him, you couldn't give him away, quite frankly. You could not give him away with his injury record. So there's no point talking about we should get rid, as if that's in any way a solution. No, it just isn't.
I mean, there's even like a sort of an argument, I suppose, people were saying last night that, I mean, I didn't think of myself, you could put like a pay-related players you pay type thing, but then you get...
Why should he take that?
But then why is he exactly that?
He's got a deal.
Exactly, yeah. So, but, you know, and then also, if that's the case, then he's going to start rushing himself back again and get injured again and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just, he's a phenomenal talent, and we're just going to have to use him sparingly. That's the sort of be-all, end-all of it, really. When he's fit, we use him because he'll destroy teams. But while he's not, then we're just going to have to be patient, and unfortunately, that's just the matter of fact with it.
Yep.
And I think that the business of get rid, obviously, is just clearly ludicrous. But what we need to do is just cut him out of our minds, really. When he's injured now, he's gone let's not be saying, where's Sturridge? Is Sturridge back yet? How's Sturridge injury coming along? All that sort of stuff. It's pointless because he's not there. And even if he does come back, he might break down again. So he needs to be sort of put into one, you know, little cupboard and forgotten about until he's, you know, fit and fighting, raring to go. I mean, you know, obviously, the medical staff are there. They've got the scans. They know he's injured. But maybe if, you know, Dave from Norwich Green tweets him calling him a twat, he might get back on the pitch a bit quicker. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I do think there's a part, though, I have to be sympathetic to us, the fans, in all our twattiness here, is I almost feel I need some fucking counselling on the Sturridge situation here, because it is heartbreakingly painful to have this taste of honey and taken away from you time and time again, this glimpse of this incredible footballer, and then you can't have him. And the trouble is that the next best is really not very, very comparable.
That is that is the tough one to
and
take.
You know who you are, lads.
As I said, if he wasn't any good, we wouldn't care, would we? Exactly. So the fact that he's a phenomenal football player.